This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has been around since 1790, and for virtually all of the ensuing 225 years, it has been based squarely inside the Washington Beltway. Lately, though, it's been opening regional offices in four cities, Denver, Detroit, San Jose, and Dallas, which is where KERA's Lauren Silverman reported this story on what a neighborhood patent office might be able to do for inventors.
For many inventors, it's magical when an idea becomes a number.
Wow, yeah, that was a fantastic moment.
That's Dallas entrepreneur Peter Bastaros.
The patent number is 9138638.
His idea? Bring technology to the very traditional game of golf. The product is called Game Cart Golf. It uses real-time video so players can compete with friends who may not even be on the green. This invention, though, almost never became 9138638. When Bastaros sent his paperwork to the patent office, he waited almost 2 years for a response. And then?
A full rejection. All claims were rejected.
Ouch. He'd spent months researching and drafting the application, even hired a patent attorney. But here he was, right back at hole one.
So I just had to brace myself there and not allow it to become a deterrent.
Bastaros revised his application and eventually got approval. This long, drawn-out experience is common. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office receives hundreds of thousands of applications every year. Right now, examiners have a backlog of more than 550,000 ideas to sift through, which is one of the reasons it's opening up regional offices, like this one in Dallas.
And when the public first walks in, they will walk in through these front doors.
That's the head of the agency, Google veteran Michelle Lee. She's showing off the new space. The hallways are decorated with giant diagrams of Texas inventions. Animal shears, a vacuum fuel additive inductor. Remember, most people aren't here for the artwork. The Dallas office will employ 80 new patent examiners, meaning for the first time, applicants won't have to travel to Washington if they want to meet face-to-face with their assigned patent examiner.
And if you're an applicant, the ability to sit down and look your patent examiner in the eye, in the face, to point to diagrams, to explain your invention, makes a huge difference in terms of customer satisfaction at a minimum, but also the quality and the speed with which you will get a patent.
The other benefit to having a neighborhood patent office? Instant access to an exclusive database. If you want to research your competitors' patents from your home computer, you have to register as an independent inventor and wait for approval. Dallas entrepreneur Peter Bastaros waited almost a month before he could start investigating his golf tech invention. With the workstations at the new Dallas office,
I would have immediately been able to go and search at detailed information on patents without needing that registration process.
It's a little early to be able to say, you know, these are a panacea.
Patent lawyer Bob Schmidt is on the board of the National Small Business Association. He waits anywhere from 6 to 8 years on patents for biomedical devices. He wants more funding for the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and lower fees for inventors. Still, he says the regional bureaus aren't a bad start.
It's certainly going to be helpful. You know, like everything else, the devil is in the details, and so it's all about the implementation.
With all four satellite offices now open, the infrastructure is in. Just two centuries after President George Washington had the idea to begin with. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.